Ladies and gentlemen,
pros and schmoes,
you are listening to
The Come Up.
Do you want to start with anything stupid, or are we just going right into it?
No, let's just go right into it. I'm feeling a little wild and crazy today, so we're going to get some stupid shit anyway.
Welcome back to another episode of The Come Up. I am Haley, and this is my husband, Ryan. And, we haven't recorded in like a month and a half.
We've been on a little hiatus. We haven't really seen each other very often.
That's what I told Scott. I was like, hey, we're going to record soon. But I haven't seen Ryan for like more than 20 minutes since we got back from Puerto Rico.
Right. Well, you train, now that we're like I'm done competing and now you're starting prep, but you train your clients from about 5 a.m. to 11
noon-ish,
in the morning. Yeah. Noon. And then shit, sometimes I don't wake up till like 11. And then I train my people from about 2 to 8 or 9 p.m. And by the time I get home, you're asleep. So,
yeah. I don't know. We both just have completely different schedules. And I'm a morning person. If you catch me after like 3 p.m., I'm pretty much worthless. And Ryan's worthless before 3 p.m.
Yeah, 8 p.m. is like my noon for most normal scheduled people.
Yeah. But anyways, sorry about that. However, we're back.
Every week, like we were.
Yep. So, this show brought to you by TrueNutrition.com. Make sure you use code ADVICES at checkout.
Yep. Also brought to you by Downrange Supplements. They are a new sponsor of the show. I've mentioned Downrange Supplements before in the past. They're a not-for-profit organization which gives back to military veterans with PTSD, also helps out police officers, firefighters, all that good stuff. And I have been using a pre-workout from them. It was their first supplement they released, and it's called Flashbang Blue First Call. So First Call is the supplement name, and then Flashbang Blue is the flavor. And I was pretty skeptical the first time I tried it because it's a new company, and a lot of times new companies' first flavors are complete dog shit.
Yeah, it tastes like trash.
This tasted really fucking good. It's like a blueberry pretty much, but it's really good. A lot of caffeine in here. It's got the beta alanine, so for those of you who like the face tingly, you'll get a little bit of that from this. A lot of good energy and a good pump from it. So if you're interested in trying this and want to support your military veterans, police officers, and firefighters, check them out on Instagram at downrangesupps. Or go online to downrangesupps.com.
Also brought to you by ForgeNutrition.com. Make sure you use code DELF at checkout. All around, amazing company. They also have apparel back in stock on their website. So make sure you go grab that while it's hot.
Get yourself some fresh threads, son.
Yeah, for sure.
Get jacked. Get a schmedium so you look big.
Yeah, Ryan, what size shirt are you wearing now?
I'm pushing a 3X.
I'm in a schmedium again.
No, I'm just kidding. 2X is good.
2X is good? What do you weigh now?
Actually, I'm on the way back down. I got up to 265.
Oh, snap.
This morning, I was 250 fasted.
Yeah. So. That kind of leads me into my first talking point today with what's going on? What's new? I feel like we haven't podcasted in forever. So let's start with you.
Yes.
You got a little fat and then you kind of trimmed it off a little bit.
I wasn't
fat. I'm fucking with you. Don't get offended.
Fuck you. As VJ said it nicely though, the metabolic train has left the station. And he's not wrong. But because I'm not as hungry as I
good
was
one,
and
coach.
All that. But
you right.
I've just been eating like an asshole. But we mentioned on previous shows that I was thinking about getting back into some MMA, little cage fighting. And
It's happening.
I got a contracts have not been signed yet, so I'm not going to say my opponent's name. But I did get an offer from Caged Aggression MMA, which is a very nice, very professional organization here locally. I'll be fighting professional heavyweight division on August 24th in Burlington, Iowa. And yeah, go in there and hopefully fuck shit up.
Yeah, so shout out to Mike Goodwin and Midwest Cage Aggression, because this dude is awesome. Every single time I've been to one of his shows, it's just amazing. And he puts on a show for everybody. It's super professional, where sometimes you go to an MMA fight and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
And we just fucking ghetto.
Did we just drop an octagon in the middle of Walmart on Black Friday? What the fuck's happening? Yeah. But Mike makes it so professional. And I think that the athletes really feel like athletes and not just, you know, animals getting into a cage. So it's awesome. Shout out to him. He's really bringing back what MMA used to be to the Quad Cities. And I think that that's really cool.
Yep. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, but you do follow, if you do follow MMA, Pat Miletich was a huge name, you know, in the, like, the beginning of MMA and the UFC. And his gym was actually here in Bettendorf, Iowa, in the Quad Cities. And, like, former champions like Tim Sylvia, Matt Hughes, Robbie Lawler, all kinds, Jeremy Horn, all kinds of people started out here in the Quad Cities. So the Quad Cities has a huge MMA following in history. But, yeah, so Cage Aggression is freaking awesome. They have, you know, jumbotrons everywhere. The catwalk set up with, like, dry ice and smoke coming up, and it's lights, and it's fucking badass. Yeah. So it's like a mini UFC. It's actually a feeder to the UFC now. Yeah. So
speaking of Pat, he commented on one of your posts. So fighters have like nicknames that go with their name when they get introduced and stuff. And Ryan is the tyrant killer, just like his Instagram handle. But Pat said that he thinks you need to be Smash.
Yeah, he said Ryan Smash Delph, and I'm like, ooh, you know, I've always been the tyrant killer, but when former world champion Pat Miletich suggests that you go with Smash, I think you need to do that. So, you guys, weigh in, message us, let me know, should I stick with the tyrant killer or should I go to Smash?
And to give Pat Miletich another plug here, he does have his own podcast. It's called The Conspiracy Farm. So if you're into that kind of thing, check it out. He was also on Joe Rogan months ago, which is fucking huge. I mean, if you're on Joe Rogan, that's amazing. So Pat also has a show on there, and he just, you know, he's Pat. So
they also have one too. I can't think of what it's called right now, but it, like, the they get like combat people on and fighters and stuff, and they talk about fight, but I can't think of what it's called. Anyway, but so, oh, but on that same topic of fighting and shit, my very first day back grappling, I go to hit a boot scoot, which is like a certain technique, like
and
a takedown,
boogie.
Right?
Actually, Brooks and Dunn
boot
coined
scoot
it.
And boogie. Yeah, no, I went to do this fucking like outside sweep type takedown and fucked up my MCL. I thought it was torn right away, but it was actually hopefully just a like moderate sprain, and it's getting better every day. But I can't grapple right now, so I'm only doing boxing and like pad work and bag work. So getting that cardio in check. But I fucked myself up the first day.
Well,
back.
If we're going to look at this on a positive note, your background is mostly on the ground. So if you need, it's better than injuring your elbow or something like that.
True.
Yep.
Yep.
Make Fair it enough. A positive here. Yep. I'm all about that this year.
Yep. So that's enough about me. So I got about 6.5-7 weeks until I get back in the octagon. And now let's talk bodybuilding. Let's talk about you.
Okay, so first of all, I have dreadlocks. And everyone's like, what, why?
You're cultural appropriating.
Maybe I wanted them. They're blonde, so whatever.
Yeah, fuck y'all. Fuck since y'all.
I love them. I love my dreadlocks. I love everyone with dreadlocks. But ever since I was a kid, I was like 7, my mom told me that I always said, well, first of all, I wanted to be a clown, a doctor, or a cat when I grew up. But I also wanted dreadlocks from a very young age.
All of the above except for the doctor.
Yeah, I could play one, though. Yeah. So I have dreads, and they're fucking heavy as hell. They're like 2.5 pounds. So now every time I weigh in, I'm like, damn, I really am lighter than this. That's amazing. But yeah, we are 2 weeks into prep. I'm 18 weeks out. And let me tell you, shit is wild when you don't have E. coli.
Yeah. You're making serious progress already.
It's fucking unreal. Even VJ, we were talking the other day. We were like, never again. Just fuck E. coli. Never again. Like, it's just insane.
How much weight have you lost already?
Oh, God, I'm probably at like 148, 147-ish, so not counting my dread. So I'm weighing in at like 150 right now. You
started around 160-something?
Yeah, around 160, because I ate a lot while we were on vacation. But I dropped just a lot right away, and I'm feeling good, staying strong. So that the plan is for the last show of the year, which is pretty much all I can fit in at this point, because E. coli really fucked me up and I didn't end up putting on like a ton of weight. I wasn't in shape nor in a good place to start. However, the positive note of that is when I got all my bloods back after before starting the antibiotic, my doctor, Sean Snyder, again, shout out to ACI Medicine, he was like, yo, your adrenals are in check for the first time in your life. Like, you're in a good position to start prep. And I said, are you fucking serious? I was like, VJ, we're doing it. He's like, okay. Yep. So 18 weeks out from the Legion Sports Fest in Long Beach, California on November 10th. That's the plan. And I want to make it happen because listen to this shit. The winner of the show gets an automatic bid to the Arnold. And maybe cooler than that, every competitor gets an IFBB track suit. Yeah. I told BJ and he's like, oh shit. I was like, I know.
I don't give a fuck about the Arnold. I just want that track suit.
I mean, both are fucking awesome. Also, this is how I'm getting my sister to go with us, I think, is they have a red carpet pull up to the show for celebrities to come watch. And my sister was like, what fucking celebrity is going to go to a bodybuilding show? Even my mom said that. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. The Rock?
Shaquille O'Neal?
Fucking Mark Wahlberg? Yeah. Like, they're like, no way. Like, all right, suit yourself.
And then you have bodybuilding celebrities like Jay Cutler and those type of guys.
Yeah,
you
know? They'll show up. So, yeah, that's the plan. And this is just insane, but I'm eating carbs every day and I'm not killing myself yet. And everything's going the right direction. So, no E. coli. Yep. This is another funny thing VJ said the other day. He's like, what foods are, quote, E. coli friendly? Because we don't need Shireen, the E. coli cunt, rearing her ugly head again. And I was like, LOL, that's what we call her. And he said, yeah, I imagine she has grayscale too, which for you Game of Thrones fans, you know what that is. And I looked at it and I was like, that's definitely her.
Fuck Shireen.
Fuck Shireen.
Yep. Go back to like Eastern Europe where you belong.
Yeah.
Shireen.
So yeah, that's what's going on with me. Other than that, nothing else really new.
You know what though? I think the E. coli thing might be a blessing in disguise because you legitimately have put on more size in that little bit of time that you were
fucking wild.
Getting healthy.
Too, I know, like, we pulled back on so many things. Like, I can't believe that my adrenals are good. Supplementation was pulled back, and it's like, what the fuck? I'm not losing anything. Like, maybe putting on more mass and gaining strength with less. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, maybe it was a good thing.
And now you're even more motivated.
Yeah, I give no fucks anymore. So, yeah, that's happening. And we today are going to focus on what? So for the main part of the show.
We got to talk about our friend Bill Carpenter's competition he just put on over the weekend. The NPC Mighty Muscle on the Mississippi here in Dubuque, Iowa.
So, yeah.
And we had a lot of people that we coach compete in that show.
Six athletes and your girl was the head expediter.
And I was security but had to do nothing. It was nice.
Yep, I did fucking everything. So, yeah, let's take a quick break and get into this mess. All right, it's time for another show recap, one that Ryan and I were invested in and working. So the NPC Mighty Muscle on the Mississippi is one of our good friend Bill Carpenter's shows that he puts on in Dubuque, Iowa, and last weekend was the fourth. It's one of the two. But we had a great time, and we're going to talk about it. So let's start things off with our clients. How did our clients do? How were your dudes?
Both my dudes, it was their first shows, and they both placed. Alex Thompson, He's from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. He competed in Class D men's physique. This dude has the men's physique look all the way. He looks like an Abercrombie model. He's like a fuck boy. He knows he has the look.
He knows it.
Former hockey player, just a beautiful ass bitch, and he knows it. And
do you talk hockey to him?
Yeah,
like Dust Sandos.
You want to go get some Sandos after Pracky, bro?
Does he laugh or is he like, gets it. Fuck you, guy?
No, he gets it. Yeah, no, he just knows he's a pretty boy and he works that shit on stage. And he's got some muscle on him, too. And
he does.
And he finished second in his first show. And the guy that beat him was fucking jacked. He was good. Mm-hmm. And he's actually a listener to our show.
Yeah, and we didn't catch your name, but the dude that won Class D and then eventually the overall said that he's a listener of the come up. And I was like, holy fuck, people actually listen to our show. So shout out to you, man. You looked awesome other than you showed up late. And I was like, hey, thanks for joining us. Like right before they went on stage. And it's a good thing he showed up because he ended up killing it.
Yeah. And I heard through the grapevine that he showed up to the show to qualify for a national show or something. So
well, he's going to do well.
Yep. So if you're listening to this, message us, man, so we know who you are.
Yeah. I should have asked, but, you know, I'm trying to put all these
you were working.
Bitches in line. So.
Heck yeah.
And your other dude?
My other guy, Chris Thodos. Chris is a former Marine. He's going to Palmer Chiropractic College right now, trying to become a chiro. This was his first show as well. He came to me in January, and he was about 230 pounds. Strong motherfucker. I mean, he's pulling over 600 pounds, squatting like close to 600. He was a pretty big dude, but he had a lot of fluff on him. And he goes, hey, I think I want to prep for a show. Can we do it? And I'm like, yeah, I think so, you know, and he wanted to do this Dubuque show, and he had about 6 months, and I was like, well, he had like a lot of lower back fat on him. I'm like, well, fuck, it's going to be rough.
We can try it.
Yeah, it's going to be rough, but honestly, in the back of my mind, I didn't know if he was going to make it and look good, but we were going for it, and he fucking made it. He killed it. He mm-hmm. looked really fucking good.
He did.
He finished fifth in Classic, and I think he got fourth. Mm-hmm. Fourth in men's physique, maybe fifth, I don't remember. But so his first show, he placed in both divisions that he competed in. He looked really good. He surpassed what I thought his current potential was. Mm-hmm. Now he's addicted. He wants to fucking go into a long off season. He really needs to pack on. He's done with men's physique. He's like, that shit's gay.
No offense.
Yeah.
A little gay though.
Yeah. But so he wants to do Classic physique, and he can be 212. He's like my height, so he can be 212. And he weighed in at like 193, so he's got a few years left in that Classic physique division if he wants. But he needs to pack on a lot of leg mass. Mm-hmm. And if he does that, he'll be pretty good. Mm-hmm. He's kind of a pretty motherfucker too.
Yeah.
So that works for Classic.
Yeah.
But no, so really proud of those guys. They both did really well, both lived up or surpassed their what I thought was their current potential. And yeah, let's talk about the ladies now.
Okay, so the ladies. Let's start with the figure girls. First of all, Aubrey Johnson, one of my very good friends and my training client, who is a nutrition client of BJ's, did her first figure show, and she was nervous as fuck. But she did great. So earlier in the year, this is like a really good example of why you really need to take judges' feedback and listen to people, because your body chooses what division you do. You can't have fucking tree trunk legs and go up there and expect to do awesome in bikini. So Aubrey used to do bikini, and the coaches were
really well in bikini. She cleaned house in bikini.
Yeah, until this year. And the judges were like, whoa, 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 like you've got way too much fucking muscle. And she's like, well, do I want to get softer? Fuck that. No, I don't want to get softer. So she ended up doing her first figure show and she killed it. She won Masters and she got a top five finish in the Open.
She finished second in the Open.
Second in the Open.
And it was a close second. The girl that beat her was really good, but she was also 25 years younger than Aubrey.
Right, right. So she did awesome. So shout out to Coach Veej on bringing her in.
Let's talk about my glazing experience.
Oh, yeah.
I was the glaze boy.
Yeah, Ryan got to glaze her up. So Aubrey was like, hey, Haley, can you come back and put some glaze on me, because like with this kind of a small show, sometimes the tanner that is associated with the show won't glue or glaze all of the competitors. At bigger shows, they do. Like on a national stage, it doesn't matter who the fuck you get tanned by. Like the Pro Tan or LSR or whoever's back there is going to glue and glaze every single competitor because that's what they're getting paid to do. But at a smaller show like this, that's not the case. So I was busy, again, trying to line people up and make sure that we don't look like fools on stage. So I texted Ryan and I was like, hey, you need to go backstage and you need to glaze Aubrey. And he's like, what? Why? Okay. So he goes back there and yeah.
Yeah, so I'm glazing Aubrey up and yeah, I'm glazing her up. I'm like, all right, Aubrey, this is going to be kind of weird, but bend over, open your legs. I got to get in the no-no zone. And luckily, Aubrey's a more mature lady, so yeah. she's been groped. She's used to it. Compared to like some of these 19-year-old girls.
So if it would have been like one of our younger clients, they'd have been like, can you please get Haley? Yeah. And I would have been like,
well,
yes.
I glazed Lauren up too, but
Lauren's
she don't
just
give
like
a fuck.
Me. She's,
yeah.
You know.
But no, so I'm glazing up Aubrey, gave her a nice smack on the ass, said, go get him. And then it was funny though, because we were talking to her boyfriend afterwards and telling
shout out
him,
to Jason.
Yep, Jason, telling him how I glazed up Aubrey. And he goes, what the fuck? Ryan gets all the good jobs.
Yeah.
So like, anytime, Obs, anytime, I'll glaze you up.
Yeah.
You yeah. hot piece of chocolate. You fucking gilf. Aubrey's a 45-year-old grandma who's smoking hot.
Yeah, she is. I always say, how old do you think she is? And people are like, I don't know, like 30. And I'm like, ha ha, nope. She's almost 45, you dumb fucks. Mm-hmm. But stop making excuses, you know? Get out there. Do
she
it.
She gets a hell of a chest pump, too.
She really does.
You schmoes should follow her.
Shout out to you, Aubrey. Another really cool thing about her is she has a pretty crazy case of scoliosis. She was born with it, and that's why bikini was what she went into initially, because, you know, you hide your back. You don't even really get judged on your back. So she was able just to throw her hair over it and not have it be a part of anything. But in figure, like, that's a huge part of your symmetry, and they have to see your back. So we posed our asses off. Every fucking day we would pose, and she was super nervous about it. And it was, like, everyone knows figure posing in general can be somewhat painful if you're doing it the right way. And it was really fucking painful for her because of the imbalances that she has. But she fought through it. I mean, you could see it all over her face that it was painful, but she had to figure out how to get her body to contort that way. And she did it. So yep. Shout out to you, Aubrey. You did amazing. And you will do some damage in the future for sure.
For sure.
Next one, Lauren, the other chick that Ryan was able to glaze down.
Lauren Blake.
Lauren is a former collegiate athlete and just getting into bodybuilding. She's super new to it, and she loves it. And she's studying, it's exercise science or kinesiology, something in that realm. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty much all she does. She loves it. She brought a pretty good package to the stage. We worked forever. She also has PCOS just like me, so she understands now how difficult it can be to really get in shape. But we know going forward that it's going to get, you know, even easier as we figure our bodies out. So Lauren ended up taking second place in her figure class too, of just freaking amazing, more mature competitor, which I'll be the first one to tell you, when I was an amateur, if I ever got my ass kicked, it was by like a 40-year-old yeah. woman with fucking no skin yep. and yep. just mature muscle and could
and
just work the stage.
Paper thin skin, yep.
Yeah, it's insane. So Lauren did really well. And
she went straight to the open. Like, she said, yeah. fuck the novice shit. Yeah. I'm just going to do open.
Yeah, so she has the shape to really put on some muscle and be a really good figure girl in the future. And what we took away from this show, which I think is a really good talking point for us, is that stress can be a motherfucker
for
when
real?
Going into a show.
Yeah, Lauren, like 2 days out,
yeah.
she looked fucking phenomenal.
She
the best
great.
She had looked.
Perfect. We had lines everywhere.
Yep. And then, and she's 100% natty too, mm-hmm. just throwing that out there. Not that it's important, but,
it's not,
but, 2 days out, she looked phenomenal. And then, the day before the show, like during check-ins, everything went wrong for her. Like the place she was supposed to stay with friends, those friends left town. So she was like stranded with no place to stay. It was 95 degrees out. She just got her spray tan. Her air in her car didn't work. So her tan's running. Like everything's going wrong for this girl. Yep. And so she became a stress ball. Mm-hmm. And then the day of the show, she still looked great, but you could tell she was stressed out. Like cortisol was probably going crazy.
Yeah.
She didn't look as good as she did 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
but that's still great.
Yeah. And that's part of the learning experience. You know, literally no show is going to go perfectly. There's always going to be some kind of hitch, but as you continue and you progress, you figure out, you've kind of funnel all of your experiences down and you know what the fuck to do. Like you have all these hacks to, you know, manipulate your body in a certain way. Like you know how you're gonna react and you know what to do beforehand, so that everything goes right. Like for, I had, this was two of my girls' first show experience, and they don't know what the fuck's going on. Like they have a million questions because they just don't know what's gonna happen, and that's sometimes the most stressful part. But getting the first one out of the way is huge, because then the next one you're like, oh, okay, I've done this shit before. I'm good. I'm not going to freak out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and it comes down to even little things like, yeah, sometimes it might suck paying that extra $120 a night for a hotel.
Yeah.
But at least you know you have your hotel room. You're relying on yourself rather than some friends that might flake on you.
Yeah.
You know, you never know.
You don't.
So, or shit comes up with them. So.
Yeah, but Lauren has a really bright future, and she works her ass off. So shout out to Lauren. First show out of the way. Also got some hardware.
Yeah, yeah.
Then on to our bikini babes. First one, also her first show, Jessica Serrano. Shout out to you, Jess. This little petite gal is the cutest thing ever.
She is.
So sweet, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so nice.
Yep.
Like, I kind of wish I could be that nice. But she weighs about a buck. Yeah, a buck. Yeah.
She like, was 100 pounds.
I think we weighed in at like 102.
Oh, my God.
And we started off, I think she dropped maybe like 18 pounds.
I think she was like 119 or something.
Yeah, yeah. So. And just, you know, moving forward. Or what'd she place?
Fourth. I think she got second or third in the novice division, and then she got fourth
in the open. Yeah. So in that, she came off of stage for the open. She's like, I did not expect that. And she was just super happy, and she did great. Like, yeah. I could tell that this girl, she followed everything to a T, because nothing was fucked up.
Yep.
She didn't complain. Like, we had to really suffer to get her into shape, and she just did. She did awesome.
Yep. She had a great physique, great look. But what really sets mm-hmm. Jess apart is her freaking posing and stage mm-hmm. presence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see her when she's not on stage and she's like all like quiet and cute and timid kind of, you know,
yeah.
and just really nice. And then you see her on stage like working her shit. And I'm like, damn, like, who's okay. this bitch?
Okay, girl,
like,
go
who's
off.
This hot ass motherfucker?
So. I also got to get...
She's working the bend and snap and shit. No.
Jess's support system that came with her were like the cutest too. She brought her boyfriend and his name is Zen. First of all, that's fucking awesome.
I bet he doesn't smoke weed.
No way. But it was just like the cutest thing. Like exactly what you would want out of a first time show. And
he was the bag bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, welcome. Ryan is also a bag bitch.
Yeah, for all of the girls this weekend, he was.
Yeah, so shout out to you, man. You're the real MVP. Everybody knows it.
Yep. Sounds like he must have a keeper there, Jess. So.
So Jess got some feedback, and this is perfect. Her conditioning was great. Posing was great. Everything was great. But build some muscle. Build some muscle. Bring it back. That's the best thing that you can hear as a first-time bikini girl. So shout out to you, Jessica. Gonna build some muscle now. Next, we have Anna Wells. This is Anna's second show with me, and this girl is going to be a killer.
Fuck yes.
Okay, first, let's backtrack a little bit. She competed at the Ernie B, which is like the Ms. Iowa title,
yep.
Well, a month, 2 months ago,
it was in
whatever.
April.
And she did well. She won. Like, she won her class. And then we find out like a week later, she's complaining about her guts hurting, yada, yada. She had fucking C. diff while she was on stage. So just gastrointestinal distress, just crazy, literally out the ass. So,
and her
first show was awful because she had a white suit. She got tanner all over it. It also, I didn't recommend the white suit, but that's where we were at. So
stupid choice, but
for
whatever.
For this next show, she got a red suit, which complimented her great. She's Hispanic. and she worked it. Her nerves were less, even though they were there. We could all tell, but she did awesome. Her stage presence, great. She came in much tighter. We knew what we needed to manipulate differently from her first show. And she ended up walking away with a third place, which I know she wasn't super excited about, but the two girls that placed ahead of her in the open, which I think she was Class C, which is arguably the hardest division.
She was
Class B or C. It was B.
I don't remember. I think there was only like three height classes at this one.
It is Class B because it's 5'4 to 5'6. Okay. And then, or 5'4 to 5'7 and then 5'7 and over. So she placed third to two girls that placed top five on national stages.
Yeah. You know, we had the expectation that we knew Anna was going to kill this show. And we thought like, oh yeah, she's going to come in and win it and probably win the overall, honestly. And then we saw some of the girls in her class were like, oh fuck, they're pretty damn good. And yeah, like you said, she took third. I think she probably should have placed second, honestly. But the girl who won it was like a blonde bombshell who finishes top five in the nation. She has a couple times at different national level shows. So good job, Anna. Fucking keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. So that's all of them.
Yep. So good job to all of our competitors over the weekend. They all placed.
Yeah.
A lot of first timers, and I think they all enjoyed it. So
yeah. Now let's talk about our experience. What's it like being a security man for a show?
Oh, I really didn't have to do much. All I had to do was
help. You're more of an usher.
Yeah, I had to help a few people find their seats, and that's about it. And I was there just in case people got rowdy, but nothing happened. And didn't even have to tell anybody to put like their professional cameras away. Didn't see any.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Can't have the professional cameras out there because Dustin Raymond was the official shooter. Yeah. D-Ray Photography.
Shout out to you, D-Ray.
And because if you got people out there with their professional cameras, ain't nobody going to buy pictures from him then.
Nope.
So, or photos, not pictures.
Speaking of D-Ray, on his way home, he got in a pretty bad car accident. And we don't know the details.
His car was fucking crushed.
Yeah, we don't know the details, but he's okay. So, shout out to you, D-Ray. Glad that you're fine. And always good pictures from you.
I did have a fucking schmo encounter while I was there.
Okay, this can be our schmo corner for the day.
Yeah, okay.
Do tell.
Dude. Okay, so I'm standing in the back. I'm wearing like a nice shirt and jeans, right? And I got my fucking security badge on. And this old dude comes up to me and he goes, wow, are you competing? And I go, no, I'm working security, dude. Do I look like I'm competing? And I didn't know he's a schmo yet. And he's like, oh, your arms are huge. How big are those? I'm like, I don't fucking know, dude. Like, maybe 19 unflexed and 20 pumped or something like that. He goes, oh, my God. Let me see that. So I flexed one time. And then he started grabbing me and touching me. Like, kept touching my arms. And he's like, wow, you're amazing. You look amazing. I can't wait to see you compete soon. I'm like, oh, fuck. This fucking schmo.
Fuck, he got me.
Fucking schmo. And he kept touching me, and finally I was like, oh, yep, thanks. Oh, he kept complimenting me, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I embarrassed you. I'm like, nope, I'm kind of over getting touched here. And then he kind of ended up leaving or whatever, and then I saw him doing the same shit to, like, all kinds of other...
Really?
Yeah, competitors and muscle-bound people. And then
chicks, or was he just a dude?
It was dudes. It was the dudes. Mm. And then come to find out, there was a chick there... It was Claudia who told somebody that, yeah, he supposedly gets kicked out of shows all the time for, like harassing competitors and shit.
Interesting.
So there was a muscle worshiper in the crowd.
Hey, be on the lookout, y'all. Gotta be on your toes. They're not just in our fucking DMs anymore.
Hey, I'm pretty sure he fucking added me on Facebook.
Oh, God.
So, hey.
Should we call him out?
I don't remember
his name.
Maybe
next week.
I don't remember his name.
Maybe. Hopefully you declined it.
I don't know. I need fans.
Just don't come at me in public again,
just
bro.
Just don't touch me.
Like my shit, but don't fucking touch me. Okay, so expediting is interesting. Man, so I'm a pretty good expediter because I used to be a teacher and I know how to get people to do what I say.
Yeah, you can, what's the word I'm looking for? You can gain the attention of the room.
Mm-hmm.
So you good at that shit.
Yeah, so
get off your phone, Haley.
So, my sister texted me. I'm sorry.
Fuck.
She's important. It's all right. So, anyways, I will say This is a really important thing that I've gathered from expediting shows last weekend and in the past, is sometimes I give bikini girls a hard time. However, if there's any class of people that I want to deal with, it's fucking bikini girls. Because
as an expediter.
It's because they are the nicest, sweetest ones that you can possibly deal with. You know,
your face.
They're there. Oh my God, way to be naked. They're happy, they're positive, they're ready to go work their shit on stage. It's just shout out to all you bikini girls from last weekend, because you were all super sweet. And get this, I only had to tell them to do something one time and they fucking understood it and they did it. Mm-hmm. So shout out to y'all. On the flip side of that, who do you think the most difficult division to get to do what you say is?
I'm guessing it was like a diva classic physique or bodybuilder guy.
Definitely men's physique.
Oh.
Man. I only
said that because I know one of the stories you're going to tell about the guy who had to pose in both divisions.
Oh, yeah.
Go on first.
Okay. Anyways, I will say the other female divisions are really easy to get to do things to. Figure girls are generally like pretty quiet, and there was only one women's physique chick, so the ladies' side of it really wasn't that crazy, but there were a fuck ton of bikini girls. So the men's side of things, everything is so fucking serious. You know, they don't want to stand where you want them to stand.
I am Mr. Olympia.
They need fucking room to pump up. A lot of guys, like, they walk around like they literally think they're Mr. Olympia. No smiles until they get out on stage. However, that is for the ages, like the teen division up through if you're like 40. Above 40, y'all dudes rock. You're the best, because you're just like out there ready to do it and you joke with me. One of my favorite things from last weekend was there was this like 62-year-old man. He was in like the 60 plus bodybuilding division, and he came up to me before, and he was like, he was pretty touchy too, but he was like sweet old man. So I was like, okay, whatever. So he goes, "You think it's okay if I take my walker out there on stage?" And I looked at him and he's like, "I'm just playing with you."
No props, sir.
Yeah, no props. They'll kick you right off. Yep. But that, it was just kind of nuts that the chicks listen, they fucking get in line, they do what you say, and the men's divisions were like, man, I really feel like I'm in front of a classroom of 17-year-olds again, trying to get them to understand what their essay needs to have in it. So, yeah. Shoot, I kind of lost my train.
So tell them the story about the classic physique.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
Through a hissy fit.
Something that's really important for all NPC shows is you're going to have a head judge, and he's going to make the fucking rules. There's obviously a set of NPC rules that everybody's going to go by, but things might vary just a little bit depending on your head judge. So first of all, shout out to Ed Sanders, the head judge from Bill's show last weekend. He is apparently a chairman in Iowa now. He's a farmer. He's super cool. Like, he led off the athlete meeting with, there's not going to be any favorites here. I don't care if any of the judges know you. We're going to judge you fair and square. And he was really positive. Like, he made everybody on stage feel like they were having fun and that they were valued. And he just did a great job. I asked him, like, are you going to do any pro shows here soon? Because I would love to be on a stage that you're judging, because I know it's going to be fair and it's going to move well and everybody's going to, you know, feel like the athlete that they want to be up on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So, the crossover divisions, like, if you're crossing over, say you're in classic physique and you're doing a novice and an open category, generally in NPC shows, they only allow you to pose one time, like, to do your posing routine. So this show was no different. Like, that's what you did. However, if you were doing different divisions, like doing a bodybuilding division and a classic physique division, the judges did want to see you pose again because you're wearing a different suit.
Well, and a lot of times the national qualifier shows are like for stage time.
Right.
So your entry fee, you're paying for that fucking stage time in the practice. So why not do your posing routine in the classic and then go and do your posing routine, whether it's the same or different,
yeah,
in bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And this dude, like, threw a fit, yeah, kind of that guy. He had to pose twice.
Well, another thing that happens at shows is, like, one somebody will be like, hey, do we have to pose both times? And somebody that doesn't even know what the fuck the answer is will be like, yeah, bro, you do. Or like, no, bro, no way, you don't. And then they come ask the expediter, and then I'm the fucking bad guy because I tell them exactly what they have to do.
Yeah.
So a couple athletes were crossing over from bodybuilding to classic physique. No big deal. Happens all the fucking time. And one of them was pretty upset that you had to pose in both sets of trunks because he was doing the same routine. But I can tell you that Ryan, when he did both, would had different music and different routines for both of the divisions.
Yeah. And here's the thing. If say you already posed for classic and you don't want to for bodybuilding, go out there for the bodybuilding one. Hit four or five shots and sign off. You don't have to do your whole fucking routine.
Yeah.
You know, like.
But anyway.
But here, don't be a little bitch.
Yeah, anyway, here's me. Well, I don't. That's not how you do it at other NPC shows. And here's me like, well, the other NPC shows are wrong.
And this I said, is how we're doing it today, and I motherfucker.
I think I said, if you don't want to do it, just scratch that. I'm not sure it'll look very good to the national level judges out there. But, you know, it's like, yeah, you're right.
But then he apologized later for being a diva.
Another thing is you just have to play by the rules. You know, it's not expediting is an easy job, but it's also not an easy job when things aren't going your way, because if one bad thing happens, the hundreds of people sitting in the audience are like, what the fuck? And it does come down on the expediter. So just be early. Do what you're supposed to do. Listen for your name. Listen for your number. If you have a question, ask a question. And then take your answer and do whatever with it. So in fitness, we're not always early, but it's definitely a good idea on show day to be early.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
What is next? We lifted.
Well.
Haley lifted.
We went to True Fitness in between prejudging and finals, which is a cool little gym in Dubuque, very close to the venue we were at, and I tried to get in a good little training session, but my knee was still so fucked up, I couldn't even do lat pull downs. I did like flat bench and a couple sets of lat pulls, and then I was like, fuck this, and I took a nap. So, well, you trained.
Yeah, so I trained. I did like a full upper body movement day, and it was great. I like True Fitness. It's interesting. It's like half CrossFit. You don't really go over to that side. And then the weight side is definitely not how I would set up a gym, but it's good enough to get in like a between prejudging finals lift.
That CrossFit side over there in the shadows, you don't go there. You
don't go there.
You don't go down that road.
Unless that's you cemetery.
You don't go down that road. That's CrossFit Cemetery.
However, I will say that True Fitness locker room is, it's a good ass setup. So they have
pretty fancy and bougie.
Well, they have full. I'm kind of like, don't have a disgusting locker room because I actually fucking shower at the gym. So I want to be able to like not feel disgusting when I get out of the shower. So they have. In the women's locker room anyways, I don't know how the men's one is. Because a lot of times the women's locker room will be like awesome, and then the men's is disgusting.
The men's was nice too.
Yeah, so the women's one has full-size lockers, full-size mirrors, and tons of showers. And there's like two stalls to the shower, and one side is for dressing and like putting all your stuff in there. And then the other side is the actual shower stall.
So you don't have to show your P and your V to the
strangers. No T and A.
Yep, no old men stand around with their dicks slapping their ankle.
And women don't fucking do that. Like, we don't stand around just opening up our legs like, hey, come see what's going on in the locker room.
Hey, babe, come check out my cleanest.
This is not a bodybuilding gym.
Can you shave this back hair? Shave this back hair while I rub my cleanest.
Oh, my God. No, there's none of that going on. Anyways,
not there. Anyway.
When I came out of the locker room to go back to finals, Ryan was like, man, you missed a lot of talk going on out here. Yeah. So this was really funny. I was like, man, seriously? So there's a bunch of regulars in the gym on a Saturday.
Yeah, there was just a bunch of regulars there. And they were like, is there something going on this weekend, like a show or something? And one of them knew. They were like, yeah, there's that NPC Mighty Muscle show down at the Grand Harbor Resort, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, well, you know, I went a couple years ago, but I'm not going to go anymore. Like, it's not like Mr. Olympia or anything. I don't need to go. I could go up on stage and hold my own with them. I'm like, motherfucker, you guys are like retarded.
Yeah, totally.
And then they're like, yeah, I was just wondering because there's a lot of bigger dudes and some jack chicks in the gym that I've never seen before. And you know, they're all just on steroids, but, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God, just eavesdropping on their conversation. I'm like, you guys are fucking gay.
Stupid.
Like, shut up.
Yeah, so shout out to you guys. Sorry it's not the Mr. Olympia.
Yep. You have to get your flight to Vegas for that one.
Yep. Yeah, so I also met a new client at that gym, Emma O'Hara. Yep. I think so. Shout out to you, girl. We start this week. Another bikini chick. So that's awesome. Always awesome to pick up new clients when you're traveling.
You'll be popping your shit out to the third row pretty
hell
soon.
Yeah, and I love that too because I've gotten some new clients recently that are like, I just love the way this girl is on stage and she's so happy. So that's good. That makes me smile. I like that I'm helping people have a better experience when they get on stage.
Mm-hmm.
There was one other thing that I wanted to mention.
I have no clue.
And it is how to talk to ladies.
Ooh. Yeah. So the ladies, man. So I'm not going to call any names, but I was talking to, there was a 18-year-old kid who was also like working the door and doing some security. And he's like, man, I'm not going to lie. This is kind of difficult, like helping all these hot chicks here and like their fucking leggings, like help them find their seats and shit.
In their leggings.
Like, yeah. I'm like, dude, I mean, you're at a bodybuilding competition. There's a lot of fit.
There's a lot of Gymshark.
There's a lot of fit, attractive people around. And he's like, man, this is like really tempting and distracting. I'm not going to be able to help them. I'm like, dude, just tuck it in your waistband. You'll be good. And he goes, you know, I need to start coming to these things more often. But he's like, I'm timid. I'm afraid to talk to these chicks. It's like they're on a whole nother level. And I'm like, well, they kind of are. And I'm like, especially a lot of these figure and physique chicks, you know, they already deal with like societal shit. Mm-hmm. Like people don't approach them or they're like, oh, you look like a dude. You have too much muscle. He's like, so how do I talk to them? I'm like, you talk to them like a normal person.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, you talk to them like a normal person. And just by doing that, you're going to have a great shot, my friend. Mm-hmm. And
I know you also told him like, well, the bikini girls, like, they're used to getting hit on all
the
time. Yeah,
everybody thinks the bikini girls are smoking hot. But I'm like, them too. You talk to them like a normal person.
Yeah, right? I think he said, so how do I spit game?
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't.
You don't. That would be called fuckboyisms.
Yeah.
No,
don't
you
do that.
Talk to them like a normal person. And he's like, okay. And you could see he started talking to like chicks as they would walk by. And then one of our clients, Lauren, walked by and she just got second place. And he knew that, but he goes, oh, you got first place, right? And she goes, no, I got second. And he goes, oh, I thought you should have got first. I'm like, that a boy. And it started a conversation. So he was learning. He was learning.
I love it. But yeah. That brings up another interesting topic that I wanted to discuss.
Well, on that same note, if you can just have a conversation with a lady nowadays, you're ahead of the fucking game because chicks are just used to getting DM'd or text or Snapchatted dick pics.
Yeah.
Like if you can actually have an in-person conversation with a lady as you are the latest man.
That's the only way you can say
fuck,
lady.
You have a 76.48999 overscore chance of getting in them pants, my dog.
You're giving away all the secrets now.
I know.
In the age of social media, just fucking be old school. Mm-hmm. It's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about it all the time. I feel bad for kids nowadays that like they don't ask each other out on a date or like, will you be my girlfriend? Like they just DM like, what's up, baby? Let's fuck.
I know. No, it's all on Tinder.
Yeah.
Or Grindr for you
I
fags.
Jesus.
Fags out there on Grindr.
I feel like they're just missing a whole just portion of their humanity. Mm-hmm. You know, like remember, this is going to take us down memory lane, but Ryan and I, we had our first date when I was like 15 years old.
No, you were 14. I was 15.
Okay, I was 14. You were 15.
Yep.
And We didn't fucking have Snapchat. We didn't there wasn't even fucking Facebook.
No.
There was nothing. Like, MySpace was dumb, but we still had it. Yeah. But it didn't matter. There's like barely text messaging back then.
Yeah, but like having to deal with like the butterflies of going up to somebody
and like meeting
the possibility of rejection and face to face.
Oh my God. Meeting each other's parents.
Oh man.
Wow.
Yep.
Just insane.
And now you can just swipe left or right and then say, hey, you want to fuck this dick, bitch?
Yeah. You want to come over? Like, no, motherfucker, take me on a date.
No, I want to come on you.
That's like the number one thing I try to teach my young clients. It's like, oh, a Netflix and chill night? That's not a fucking date. Make him take you out for a pizza, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, at least make him buy you like a large cheese pizza before he smashes that badge.
I mean,
badge.
If you want to fuck him, do it, but make him buy you a pizza.
Or at least some like... Yeah, at least McDonald's.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, I like that better anyways.
Yeah, dude, they have Stroopwafel McFlurries right now.
Okay, now that we're on McDonald's, we have to get back to this how to talk to ladies thing in just a minute, but we're going to talk about McDonald's for a second. Stroopwafel McFlurry, Ryan tried it. My vanilla allergy doesn't let me do that. What's the rating?
For a fast food ice cream product, I would give it an 8.7.
Whoa.
Which is hard. Like, that's worth traveling a little bit for.
Wow. Impressive. Mm-hmm.
If you like Stroopwafels.
Who doesn't?
Foreigners. Where's Ed Bass?
Yeah, no kidding. Also, shout out again to Aubrey. There's a motherfucking cookie tote at McDonald's. Secret menu item. And
a baker's dozen.
Cookies are a ripoff because one is like 99 cents. So you're like, oh, I have two cookies. That's $2. So we go to McDonald's for a cheat meal the other night, and I'm like, tell my sister's driving, and I'm like, okay, get the cookie tote. It's like 13 cookies, get it. She's like, they don't fucking have that.
It's not on the menu.
But we get up to the window, and she's like, do you guys have like a baker's dozen, like 13 cookies? And the kid goes, no, but we have a cookie tote. It has 13 cookies in it.
We're like, oh my gosh, he doesn't know what a baker's dozen is.
We were on the West End, so.
He's a little ghetto.
Oh, it makes sense. But anyways, that's fucking bomb. 13 hot cookies in a literal tote. Mm-hmm. I'll take that shit. Mm-hmm. That's my shit.
Can I get a baker's dozen of double cheeseburgers?
Yeah, for four. And the cookie tote's $4.39. So, riddle me that, McDonald's.
If you eat McDonald's cookies, get the fucking baker's dozen. It's worth your penny.
It is.
Saving those pennies, pinching them.
Another thing about how to talk to women.
Ooh, so we back to the Leon Phelps.
We are. Man. Not just in like the general want to hook up kind of talk to women, just like as a normal human connection. I can't tell you how many times this weekend, especially that age group of dudes, like the 20 to 40 age, they won't even make eye contact with me when I speak to them.
As I sit here and look off into the corner of the room. No.
You're staring deep into my blue eyes.
I am, especially with that blue shirt you have on and those white leggings. Okay,
we need to take a break.
Yeah, can we end this
no,
podcast short?
We're talking still.
Trying to get in them guts, son.
Oh my God. Wow. So back to treating women with respect.
We're married.
I don't understand why a handshake is so difficult for some people to have in conversation. I appreciate that when people treat me like an actual human, not just like some chick that's standing around in conversation. Because most of the time, like especially if it's a business transaction, if Ryan and I are speaking to someone, whether it's a man or a woman, if it's a chick talking to us, I don't just expect her to address me. I expect her to address my husband as well. If there's a guy talking to me and my husband, he's not the ringleader and I'm not his property. I'm actually 50% of this and I make most of the decisions. So a handshake and some eye contact is, much appreciated because just from my personal experience, if I don't get that, I'm going to write you off. Mm-hmm. You probably don't exist and no business transactions will happen in the future, but why is that a thing? I'm asking you, Ryan. Why is that a thing? Because you don't do that. You're very respectful to all people, man, woman, whatever race, it doesn't matter. You give them the respect that they need in eye contact. So I'm wondering why that doesn't happen for chicks that look like me specifically.
So first of all, are you telling me that the motorcycle cut I just bought you and put property of Ryan on it, you're not going to wear it?
Listen. You didn't fucking buy me that.
I'll take it back. I don't know if they do refunds, but
this dude anyway. Would never buy me that, by the way.
So anyway, why does that happen? I don't know. One, they either think they really are just cooler and better, mm-hmm. or two, I think it might be that I'm around and sometimes dudes get like uneasy. They don't know how they can treat the lady of the dude. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should just be like, hey, thanks, or also shake your hand.
Or treat
acknowledge you like a human. Yeah.
Right. I don't get it.
I don't know. Fuck them. Put them in the back corner of the room and slap them.
Well, going back again to when you're answering that kid about how to treat the more muscular women, like a person, but also like a woman. I feel like in conversation a lot of times, like, I'm disregarded because I'm seen as like more quote masculine or bigger, which that doesn't make me less of a woman or a lady. You know, I conduct myself like
what?
A lady.
You know, we've talked about this off the show before. Like, for some reason, the muscle ladies and lesbians love me.
They really
because
do.
I treat them like a lady.
Yeah.
So that goes a long way.
It really does.
Lesbians love me.
Yeah, they really do. Another story about glazing. If anybody has any thoughts on that conversation, I know I was talking to Kate DeNunzio about it a little bit. Write into us because we want to hear your thoughts. So, wait, what was it?
I have no clue.
Oh, glazing. One of a girl named Mary that you actually competed with a couple of years ago.
2 years ago, my very first show.
She was competing at this show again as a figure chick. And she's just like a ray of sunshine.
Dude, and she's smoking hot for like 50 years old.
Yeah, dude, she's 50. It's unreal.
She's dark chocolate.
But we were backstage and I was talking to Aubrey. And I was like, oh yeah, you're welcome for letting my husband oil you up and glaze you down. And Mary goes, hold up, girl. That's your fucking husband? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, okay, go off. All right. And I was like, you can look at him. It's all right.
Man, she looked amazing. Because I remember very first show, 2017 NPC Continental in Ottawa, Illinois. I was sitting down in the pump-up room, and she was sitting right next to me. And so we were just having conversation or whatever. And I remember, like, she looked decent at that show, but not great, you know. Mm-hmm. Still had a little fluff on her, whatever. Must have been one of her first shows. Mm-hmm. And then she showed up at this one. I didn't even recognize her. The only reason I recognized her is because she had like eye jewels mm-hmm. on like the corner of her eyes mm-hmm. the first time. And then I was like, oh, fuck, I think that's that same chick. And then I went up and talked to her and she's like, yeah, that was me. And I was like, wow, you look 100% better. And she's like, I do.
That's awesome.
So I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You go.
Another cool thing about this show is, well, first of all, this venue is like better than a lot of pro venues that we've been to.
Yeah, it's a nice medium-sized convention center. It's
awesome.
Yeah.
So Bill really even stepped up his game this year on the awards. Like the girls, the class winners got medals, but
the medals are huge.
Yeah, they're super awesome.
I mean, they're like the size of a plate.
Yeah. Yeah. And the overall winners got a fucking sword and a crown.
Yeah.
And the crown was like all red jeweled, like mermaid crowns, because it's the Mighty Muscle on the Mississippi, and it's like a merman and a mermaid are the theme.
And it's the dudes got legitimate gladiator helmets.
Yeah.
Like not little cheap fake ones. They're fucking legit.
Yeah. So cool. So if you want to check those out at NPC Mighty on Instagram, you can get some info on that. And next year, maybe you can jump into it, see me backstage.
Yeah. And so the first year, they only had like 50 competitors. The second year, they had about 80. This year, there was 135. So it's on the come up.
Huh? Really
see
is.
What I did there? So next year, hopefully, there's over 200.
Yeah.
And it just keeps going, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. The after party is one of the coolest things about this show, too. So shout out to Bill's wife, Molly Carpenter. She fucking bakes a ton of things and sets up this amazing after party for everybody. They order in pizzas. They had an ice cream bar.
They have
beer.
There
was a DJ, fucking cupcakes, candy on every table. The judges all come. It's amazing. It really makes you feel like it's worth your money to be there.
Yep. It's mm-hmm. pretty damn cool. There's mm-hmm. not very many places or shows that do that afterwards, especially for NPC show. You know,
there's
I know
really
there's
not.
Some of the pros, they do that, but
one more thing and then we can, you know, shut this down. But something pretty funny about this show and some other shows that we've worked is there at this one in particular, there were some like natural pro athletes that came and competed as amateurs.
Oh,
and I was talking to
Bill. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was talking to Bill about it. They didn't place very well. They didn't place very well in the NPC. And the first thing that these people do is they go on social media and they say like, well, the NPC is not for me. I'm natural. All those people are on drugs. Basically, like, they're upset because they didn't place better because they went to the NPC, which is the arguably hardest federation to compete in because it feeds into the IFBB, which is the only fucking way to the Ms. Olympia. Yeah.
And I know the one girl you're talking about is a bikini girl. Mm-hmm. She happens to be a bikini pro in a natural in a natural league. And guess what? Our bikini girls are 100% natty too, and you didn't beat them.
No.
So suck my dick. Get better.
Yeah. It's most of the time it has fucking nothing to do with that. No. Literally. It really doesn't. So I don't know. They hate us because they ain't us.
Well, I don't know.
Anus. Ain't us.
I like anus.
Anything else?
I don't know. I don't know. What else do you want to talk about?
Hey,
I got something.
What?
You know how everybody was fucking giving Sean Roden shit for being fat at the guest posing?
Not anymore, motherfuckers.
Okay, so, yeah, he was out of shape for guest posing, but...
I know what you're going to talk about.
No, you fucking don't. You know, but
okay,
you know,
did
you see that? Did you see the recent picture of him released?
Mm-hmm.
Dude's looking fucking good.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I think he's going to look bigger. He's going to be bigger on stage this year. So all these motherfuckers, we talk about it all the time. Don't get too big. You're getting a little soft. So everybody who wants to try to like maintain their stage look all year long.
Good luck, motherfuckers. See you never.
Yeah. So people give you shit all the time. Oh, she's getting fat. And you stay at like 15% body fat.
Yep.
But let's just see what happens when you get shredded.
Yeah, that...
Sean Roden's bringing it again.
Sean Roden is bringing it. That's another thing about being a female in this sport or just a female in general. Ryan's weight has gone up how many pounds since you got off stage?
Well, Puerto Rico doesn't really count. But so
No, Puerto Rico doesn't count.
I was 212 in St. Louis, and now I'm... You know, I got up to 265 there for a while, so
right. It
went up 55 pounds.
Right. I literally put on like 15, and people are like, oh God, are you not bodybuilding anymore? Recently, I've acquired some new clients, and they...
Oh, yeah.
They're former coaches. They just refer to me as like the fat girl that's
jealous
coaching
ass
them
boy.
Now. I'll fight your ass.
You
know, whatever. You can say whatever you want because on show day I'll be peeled and nobody will know who you are still. But as a chick, that's one of the hardest parts of this sport is the in-season, off-season thing. And all of my clients that competed last weekend, you know, I'm on them. I'm on their ass about reverse dieting. Since Saturday, we've already checked in fucking three times because
you have to.
They're learning that it is so fucking hard to treat your body with respect and maintain discipline when you're coming out of a show. And it's something that you learn and get better at as you progress. You know, now I'm a fucking professional and it's still fucking hard.
I fucked up real hard after Puerto Rico.
Yeah. And you know what? Not everybody's lucky to have a metabolism like you.
I do have a crazy metabolism. That's one of the things I was talking about, Sean Roden. Like, so me, I got up to 265, but I could diet for 6 weeks and I would be back to 230 and look pretty fucking good.
Yeah. That's fucking bonkers.
Like Sean Roden.
But it's not cool to treat female athletes like that because it's women's bodies are just so different. You know, I know VJ and I caught a lot of shit the full fucking 2 years that I took an off season because I gained a lot of weight.
Well, you're just a fat girl.
Just a fat girl. But I mean, inside I am, especially when I go to McDonald's. But I put on a decent amount of weight, but my body fat percentage, you know, nobody on the outside really knows what's going on. You know, I had to take pretty extreme measures to put on the amount of muscle that I wanted to be competitive, hopefully, in the IFBB. So, I don't know. I think it comes down to people just have this like projection thing. They don't know what to say, so they say things like that.
Yep. And whoever the coach is who says you're the fat girl, whatever, I still don't know your name and never will. And yeah, you're kind of fat yourself, I bet.
It's cool. It's cool. I think you prime it fat, like pH.
pH, yeah. Like Fat Farm. Fat Farm.
I get it.
Hey, that's not Fat Farm, girl. If that's the
case, I totally fucking get it.
You know what? And guess what? I like that I get two different wives.
Oh, here we go. So,
in the off season, I get Thickums Haley. Get that juicy ass. Get that juicy ass and a little meat.
HD thick.
HD thick. And then I get the fucking striated glute and tiny ripped Haley. So
fucking skeleton face looking bitch.
Two wives. Don't even have to think about going out on the hunt for anybody, for any side pieces.
See that?
All I got to say is, hey, how about you just do a little competition prep quick? I need a new wife. I need some new puss.
There you have it, girls. That's how you keep your man happy. Yep. You get thick in the winter and get shredded in the summer. Fucking easy.
Fluctuate up and down. You know, yo-yo diet.
You're the worst. Like, you're not.
Yo-yo diet and drop that D on them.
But for real, let's start treating female athletes like athletes and not like something else, because that's what I am. That's what I care about, and I like the way I look. Hold your tongue if you don't.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Sick of the negative energy. You really need to realign your chakras and maybe do some yogis.
Yogas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of, are you going to do any of that before your fight?
I'd like to, but I can barely fucking walk on my knee right now.
When you can walk again.
Yeah. I need to do some hot yoga.
Hot yoga. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right.
I'll have to hit up Scott and Vijay for some yoga tips.
Yep.
I'm not drinking that kombucha bullshit.
It's called kombucha, not kombucha.
Well, yeah, you could have fooled me.
Sick. All right.
Who are we going to try to get on next week?
Motherfucking Isabel Terrell.
I hope she'll come on.
Yep.
Also, we're laying it out there. Now she has to. Throwing the vibe.
Oh, she's going to come on. She's going to come on. She's out. She's almost to the Norfolk Pro. Yeah. So we'll have to get her on before that. Also, Kate DeNunzio hooked us up with Nikki Chartrand, who is fourth in the fucking world in women's bodybuilding. So she'll be on shortly. Also going to get on Alicia Mills, Allie Mills.
Cool.
She is a Canadian competitor, and she looks fucking awesome.
You eat your french fries with mayo, eh?
Super close to turning pro last year, and I think, you know, big fucking things are going to happen for her this year. So, those three ladies coming in hot.
If we have you on, can you send me some poutine?
You're obsessed. Gravy and cheese. He's rubbing his nipples, everybody.
Poutine and pussy.
And on that note, have a happy 4th of July, and we'll see you next
time. America, fuck yeah.